Do you feel like social media is making you depressed? Do you want to take a break from social media but feel helpless to do so because of the fear of missing out? There is no arguing that social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok have become an integral part of our culture. They help us consume news, form opinions, and share updates from our own lives with friends and strangers alike. But there is a point when social media usage can turn into an obsession or even an addiction. And it can make you feel anxious or depressed. Experts from Psychology Today say that research on the link between social media and mental health tends to be mixed. This is because social media, whatever its effect, is just one piece of a more complex mental health puzzle, and it's difficult for researchers to design perfectly controlled studies to tease out its exact role, they say. Then they add that another key reason is that social media affects different people in different ways. While some may find it isolating and depressing and report worse well-being after scrolling through their feeds, others find immense joy and support in the communities they've formed on social media. Indeed, some even report that the connections they made on social media may have saved their lives. That's why it's very important to self-assess your social media usage and ask yourself, how does it make me feel? If you feel it's making you feel anxious or depressed, then it's a valid enough reason why you should take a break. I've had my fair share of struggles with social media, and I found that taking a break improved my well-being tremendously. That is why I'm sharing 7 self-evident reasons why you should take a social media break and improve your mindfulness. 1. You stop playing a self-comparison game. The internet can be a very addictive place, with social media being one of the main culprits. It can become like a drug that you can't stop using. Indeed, what starts as a harmless way of connecting with friends and family can quickly become an obsession with other people's lives. When you log on and start scrolling through your friends' highly curated, and sometimes outright deceptive, snippets from their lives, you might feel that your life is lacking in comparison. You might feel that your life is not as happy or interesting enough. But that is an illusion. What people leave out of social media is sometimes more important than what they share. That is why when you take a break from social media, you connect with what's real in your life and stop playing a self-comparison game. 2. You stop placing your self-worth on vanity metrics. Have you noticed how good you feel when someone likes your social media post? And, conversely, have you noticed how bad you feel when no one likes what you share? An article from Psychology Today claims that engaging with the like button on social media increases its addictive qualities. The more likes you get, the more dopamine is released in your brain, making you crave the experience over and over again. So getting as much likes as you can becomes your way of seeking validation from other people. For example, I do have social media accounts for this blog, and getting more followers and shares always makes me feel good about myself. Look at me, I'm such an expert. But my meditation practice keeps me grounded and makes it easy to take regular breaks from social media. As a result, I stop placing my self-worth on vanity metrics. 3. You stop letting other people undermine your self-confidence. If you're a social media user, you've probably come across someone with an overblown ego. I mean those people who teach you how to live your life and give you 7 tips on how to love yourself. As a side note, I may be one of those people. I mean, who do they think they are? Who am I to teach you how to live your life? And that is why it's so important to take a break from social media. You must stop letting other people tell you what to do with your life and, instead, think for yourself. You must stop letting other people undermine your self-confidence and take responsibility for your own life. 4. You stop reinforcing a negative self-image. Sometimes, it seems that what you see on social media is the absolute truth. That the entirety of someone else's life is contained in a stream of carefully curated images and posts. However, this is far from reality. When I first started using social media, I too believed that all of my friends had a better, more fulfilling life. When I looked at my friends' social media profiles, I compared my everyday existence to the glamorous life I never had. As a result, I felt inadequate and discontented. By taking my very first social media break and connecting with my friends in real life, I realized that these platforms had showcased a fraction of their lives, the highlight reels. I never really saw their struggles, the mundane, the unglamorous. Yet those are the moments that truly make up our lives. By taking my very first social media break, I stopped reinforcing a negative self-image and reconnected with the real, imperfect me. 5. You stop engaging in self-centered behavior. One of the worst sides of social media is that it can amplify your own insecurities and shortcomings. It can suck you into a vortex of negativity, making you do or say things that you'd never do or say in real life to real people, face to face. So when you take a social media break, you stop engaging in this unhealthy self-centered behavior. 6. You have more time for self-care. Taking a break from social media is like going on a digital detox. You get the good as well as the bad. To resist the urge to go back, you must have a plan. Here are a few suggestions you can try. Replace your screen time with more fulfilling activities like reading, cooking, and exercising. Instead of thinking about other people's lives, start journaling to reconnect with your own values, aspirations, and dreams. And don't forget that it's never too late to start a daily meditation practice, if you haven't already. These activities will not only keep you occupied, but also will also bring you a sense of calm and satisfaction, releasing stress and promoting relaxation. 7. You have more time for self-improvement. Instead of mindlessly scrolling through your friends' social media posts, start reading self-improvement books and blogs. Even better, schedule a rich social life in real time with real people who are on the same self-improvement journey as you are. See if there are any local meetups, talks, or gatherings that interest you and visit them. This will help you stay more connected with people around you and create a new social circle that can add value to your life. And who knows, maybe you'll find new friends or even your other half that you couldn't find on social media.